Yeah.
We've been hit from a worldwide email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the note that's coming in from Australia.
Tennessee.
Woo!
There you go. Yeah. Knock it out of the park.
Nice.
What's going on?
From Facebook, from Blake.
Yep.
He asks, when growing a startup,
yep.
How do you know when it's time to switch from lean bootstrapping to investing in your team and structure?
Great question.
That's huge.
It's a curly question. Blake might like baseball, throws that, you know, curveball. So good question. There's a couple of ways to look at this. Just off the cuff here. One is, have you been or have you done a startup before?
Mm-hmm.
In my position here, this is my third, maybe my fourth, but like
officially
three real.
Yeah.
This is my third real one. And so, you know, business one, I kind of just threw myself at the market. Business two, I set processes or in the US processes in place. And building three, or business three, should I say, I've set a vision and a plan and I've recruited straight out of the gate to make sure that this business is ready to scale.
Yeah.
If I cast my mind back to building or business one, which was Petloo, you know, I think you've got to do a bunch of things. You've got to make sure that you don't get sucked into the business.
Mm-hmm.
As the founder and depending on your roles and your skill set, but more try and stay helicopter on the business.
Yeah.
I think early days you have to do everything. So you're in it and on it and living and breathing it. But you have to reach a point, I guess, where you've got some traction, you've got some regular income, some regular flow, some regular customers, where you can pull yourself back out and put talent in.
Mm-hmm.
If I fast forward to this business, that's exactly what we did from the outset, right? We're here, Andy and myself are here on a regular, listening, hearing, seeing, but instead of us jumping to it...
You handball it off.
Well, I don't really handball it off. Like a great example, we're in the office maybe 20 minutes ago and an opportunity came across your desk and you went and spoke to Sade and asked her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there going, I want to answer, but I actually pull myself back to say, no. Whatever advice Sade is going to have is either going to be the right advice, or she's going to come and seek help if she's unsure.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I stayed out of it.
Yeah.
And you guys execute it like to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope I'm answering the question, but I think you've just got to recognize, whether it's your first or your 10th startup, when to sort of like, all right, the ball's moving. Where do I want to be in this in this business? If I want to be in it and on it, like, cool, recruit CEOs and general managers and a whole bunch of people behind it.
Yeah.
But if you want to be, you know, COO, CTO, CEO, whoever, you know when to pull out.
Yeah.
So I hope that answers the questions. I'm sure if Blake's taken the time to ask the question here, I'm sure he'll take the time to say that was not the answer I was looking for, or you didn't even answer the question. But you know, I think you've just got to be super conscious of where the pace of your business is at, and learn how to play from there.
Yeah.
And surround yourself with people that have either been there and done it, if this is your first, or super knowledged.
Yeah.
To help you recognize that, right? Because you may not know when the ball starts to roll and when you should be flying up helicopter.
Amazing.
Blake will let us know if that's answered.
Blake's actually backed it up with a second question.
Oh, cool. This is two parts.
Yeah. So he continues to ask, as an entrepreneur, it can sometimes be hard to share control of your business. Just sort of gone on about.
Yeah.
When is the right time to bring on a complementary person to help balance your strengths?
Yeah. So, it's very. This is a very clear answer for me.
Yeah.
I'm about team, personally. Mm-hmm. I love basketball, and I grew up in that environment. And you know, there's those sayings out there. You know, ask a fish to run 100 miles and he'll look like an idiot, but put the fish in the water and he'll smash it, right?
Yeah.
So for me, I know where my strengths are. You know, I'm one of five guys on the court,
mm-hmm.
or five people on the court, and I'm a great shooter. Ask me to bring the ball up, yeah, I can bring the ball up. Ask me to stand in the middle and be like Shaq, I'm like barely 5'10". I'm not going to be any good.
Sorry, boys.
So I think just to tie back to the question, don't be greedy,
yeah.
I think is really, or focus on the team.
Yeah.
I want to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it by myself.
Yeah.
So if I get other people subscribed to our vision, like a great example on Saturday, right? So we had the Cubes team leadership up there. Then we flicked gears to Mic Drop, which is our events business. Then we flicked gears to our food and beverage business unit, which is Timber Greens. And we changed gears again to our wellness business in Rebel Monk. And there's some great stories out there about Orange Theory, although Orange Theory weren't here on Saturday. Every single person owned the mission.
Yeah.
Every single person was like, we do this, we do that. This is how we.
Yeah.
And for me, I was sitting there, I'm not that soft that I would cry, but I was overwhelmed with how people have taken what Andy and I have been talking about since 2013, and they wear it, and they are charging forward.
Yeah.
So I think just to like lose control of the business, I think that you just gotta, and very much like the fundamentals of Creative Cubes, surround yourself with people that want to win.
Yeah.
Right? And so Andy and I have built a team of incredible talent that when they have the ball in their respective business units, in their respective tier of the business, we don't feel, and I'll speak for Andy and myself, like we want to overpower and control.
Sure.
We trust you with the ball.
Yeah.
Do what you do so well.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, and for me as well, Blake, I've craved this. This is sort of like, I want to say 15, 16 years of being a commercial entrepreneur. I was born an entrepreneur, but really hitting a commercial stride in 2003. I've really, really craved this from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And only 15 years later have I got talent like you guys. And you know, Sade and Lyndon and Andy and Gav and George and James and everyone else on the team, Zoc, Ryan. Like this for me, this is something that I've always wanted but haven't found.
Yeah.
And we're winning because we're respectful of each other.
Yeah.
We're supportive. I'm in awe as well, right? So I'm sure you guys, I hope you guys look at me like, oh, he's got some talent. But I look at you guys and the broader team and I'm like, wow, like they're passionate about the same thing that I am.
Yeah.
And we're all moving together at the same,
yeah,
at the
as
same
a team.
Tip,
yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
So when is the right time? Mate, there's a saying, it took me 40 years to be an overnight success, right? I think that if you can find and surround yourself from the get-go, you're going to have a way more enjoyable business, day-to-day interaction, and a way more financially successful business than trying to hog the ball and score all the points yourself.
Yeah.
So for me as an entrepreneur, if you can find the right talent, Day zero is the right time to sort of give some ownership or leadership or opportunity to others.
Yeah.
But if you can't find it, you know, I think what's going to happen is you're going to run two worlds or two lives. One is trying to execute the business.
Yeah.
And two is searching for that person or team to help, you know, execute the business.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky that, you know, I found Andy in 2013. He and I shared a lot of conversations for 3 years. I was in LA, he was here, he's saying do this, I was busy doing other things, wasn't ready to leave, and slowly, slowly, out of the gates, we've got an amazing nucleus. And I think that the community is responding as a result.
Yeah, definitely.
So without getting too emotional about it. I hope that answers the question.
Yeah. It does.
What do you guys think?
I think so. I think it's really clear that if you can get it early, it's the best thing.
There's no
bad time to start looking for
it. Yeah.
You know, in the 90s, you know... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I remember the 90s.
Really?
Just.
In the 90s, actually, there was this whole thing around business and partnerships and friends and business, and at least at my it might be just still true today. You know, you've got to be very careful. I don't want to lose and I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
Having said that, I have lost and I have got hurt historically, but they're all scars that I wear proudly today. But, you know, I think you should just put trust and faith in like-minded person and wear it together.
Yeah.
Because I think one and one, in most of our situations, one and one is greater than two.
Yeah.
Even though my maths teacher said that's not true, Toby. One and one is two.
Truth or myth?
Yeah.
The only important attribute to look for when hiring new employees are their skills.
So, myth.
Myth.
And here's how I feel about that, and I'm open to criticism. And by the way, I've been getting a bit of hate mail.
Ooh.
Yeah. Our social media team's fielding a lot of nonsense. But so feel free. And by the way,
Why do they hate you?
No, they don't hate me. They're just being rude. Like, I think there was some things last week that led to some derogatory comments, which is totally fine. Well, it's not fine, but... Iron gut, baby. It doesn't affect me. So long as people are talking, I'm good with that, whether it's bad or good. But here's how I feel. I personally feel, again, I welcome the criticism, that you hire character and you train skill.
Yeah.
So long as you have people that are of high integrity, high quality, they can learn what they need to learn on the job. I'm not saying don't employ unskilled workers. I'm not saying don't employ people like, you know, if you're, not that this would ever happen, but you know, you're a lawyer, you wouldn't go and employ a dentist to sort of partner with you in a law firm, right?
Yeah.
So let's not get carried away, people. But historically, it's always been about character. I've got to like the people that we're working with.
Yeah.
People have got to be empowered and feel like we're on the same journey, doing the same things together. And really, at the end of the day, I'd rather take someone that is completely subscribed to the mission and vision and really wants to make a difference than someone that has crazy qualified, potentially even overqualified, but yet I lose all of that integrity aspect of it. Not to say you can't have both, but for this, it is important... attribute to look for the only important. No, I think it's a myth. I think it's all about character.
I think so.
High character, trained skill. Hey guys, this is Toby from Creative Cubes. If you like the podcast, please give it a thumbs up or make some comments. Perhaps you'd like to share it. Thanks, guys.